Morning, everyone. Welcome to News Talk ZB. Jack Tame in the chair this damp Saturday with you through to midday today. Speaking of damp, you know, I'm always shocked at the number of people who must own boats. I think about it every time I run around West Haven Marina, every time I go out to Mission Bay or to Whangaparoa. It's a Kiwi thing, I think. But maybe it speaks to the company I keep, actually. I only know about two people who own boats. And given how much boats cost to run and maintain, to be honest, I'm surprised it's that many. I began sailing lessons at the weekend. Not because I'm in the market for a 50-foot catamaran yet, but because I'm trying just to learn the basics for a few new skills this year. You know, it was scuba diving a couple of weeks ago, it's sailing now, and I've always thought sailing looked like a heap of fun. So our instructor buzzed us out on one of those little inflatable boats from the base of the Auckland Harbour Bridge through West Haven Marina, past the various assorted floating mansions nestled up. You only really appreciate it from the water. And I know that because I've run past West Haven however many thousands of times over the years. But once you're buzzing along, that's when you appreciate how many vessels and how big and impressive many of those vessels are. Some of them are truly monstrous. Tax write-offs, said my sailing tutor. That's the thing, I guess. I shouldn't be shocked at the number of people who own boats, but rather the number of businesses that own boats, the number of businesses that claim to be entertaining. The saddest thing, my tutor said, is that most of those boats just sit there. They just sit in the marina. They wouldn't feel the kiss of a breaking wave more than maybe twice a year. On a few of the mega yachts, the owners or their children come down to the marina and sunbathe on the deck of the vessel without ever untying the moorings. I've got to say, it is definitely better to learn to sail as a child than as a 6'1" man. Try as I might, back and forthing across a little flat piece of water at the edge of the marina in my little splash class, tacking and jibing in what, a 3-metre dinghy? It doesn't come naturally for someone of my body type. I would duck the boom with my head. I could get under it okay with the upper part of my body, but folding and refolding my grasshopper legs underneath the boom, that didn't go so well. Our lesson was refreshingly Kiwi, right? We didn't spend 3 hours in a classroom talking theory and points of sail or anything like that. No. We went straight out on the water. But after a couple of dodgy laps and having accidentally run over the buoy that we were supposed to be circling, kasploosh. As I stood on my centreboard and wrenched my boat up from the drink after my second capsize in as many minutes, I did wonder for a moment if someone of my skill level should really be allowed at the helm of anything so close to so many super yachts. Time flies on the water. Those rare moments when the boat is pitched at the right angle, when you just let out a little of your main sheet and the sail snaps into place and fills, and the boat lifts up from the weight of the waves and zips along the surface. Those moments are everything. They are fantastic. We packed up our dinghies and piled into the inflatable for the trip back through the marina, back past the serious toys, millions and millions and millions of dollars sitting there, mighty, gleaming, multi-storied, empty.